Before his best-selling end-of-the-world novel, The Road, Cormac McCarthy wrote No Country for Old Men. Now, Joel and Ethan Coen have adapted that book into a movie. David Edelstein has a review.
The first 9/10 of Joel and Ethan Coen's No Country for Old Men is the best thing they've done, with the possible exception of their stoner classic, The Big Lebowski. The brothers are known for jokey postmodern thrillers and comedies, marvelous or annoying, depending on your perspective. This is different. It's somber, straight, subdued yet explosively violent, and so tense it's almost unbearable. The movie is a faithful adaptation of Cormac McCarthy's downbeat novel, with the great sardonic dialogue intact and the overinflated descriptions discarded. Stuff like, "That God lives in silence, who has scoured the following land with salt and ash." It opens with shots of those mid-Texas deserts and mountains, a malignant landscape, while an aging sheriff, played by Tommy Lee Jones, narrates in plaintive tones. He can't begin to comprehend the horrors young people inflict on one another nowadays, compared to when his dad was a sheriff and mostly didn't wear a gun. And the horrors to come are indeed horrific. He and his deputy are summoned to a scene of slaughter in the desert. Mexican drug smugglers shot to pieces along with their dogs.
Well, this is just a deal gone wrong, isn't it?
Yeah. Appears to have been a glitch or two.
What calibers you got there, Sheriff?
9mm. A couple of 45 ACPs. Somebody unloaded on that thing with a shotgun.
How come you reckon the coyotes ain't been at them?
I don't know.
I think we're looking at more than one fracas.
That Mexican brown dope.
Well, this was earlier, getting set to trade. And whoa, differences. You know, might not even have been no money.
That's possible.
But you don't believe it?
No. Probably I don't.
Well, it's a mess, ain't it, Sheriff?
If it ain't, it'll do till the mess gets here.
Before those policemen got there, the carnage was discovered by a trailer park loser, played by an exceedingly likable Josh Brolin. He finds a suitcase with millions of dollars and decides, as dumb guys often do in this sort of movie, to make off with it. It isn't long before he's tracked by Mexican assassins, and more chillingly, a psychopathic Terminator, played by Javier Bardem, who murders thugs and bystanders alike with the kind of air gun used to blast the brains out of cows. Sometimes he flips a coin to determine if someone will live or die, as with an old gas station owner who made the mistake of asking how he was.
What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
Sir?
The most you ever lost on a coin toss?
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Call it.
Call it,
yes.
For what?
Just call it.
Well, we need to know what we're calling it for here.
You need to call it. I can't call it for you. Well, it wouldn't be fair.
I didn't put nothing up.
Yes, you did. You've been putting it up your whole life. You just didn't know it. You know what date is on this coin?
No.
1958. It's been traveling 22 years to get here. And now it's here. And it's either heads or tails. And you have to say, call it.
Well, look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything, call it.
The Coens' artistry is in every frame of No Country for Old Men, from shots of corpses that bring out the full obscenity of murder to the apocalyptic shootouts in which the bad guys' relentless gun blasts come from nowhere and everywhere. The actors' faces are indelible, especially Woody Harrelson as a cowboy-hatted bounty hunter with a doofus air of infallibility. And, of course, Bardem. You might have nightmares about his dark, freaky stare in the extended foreplay before his killings. I said the film was 9/10 a masterpiece, but the ending brought me up short for reasons I won't go into. What I can say is that it's closer than anything else in the film to McCarthy's fatalistic tone, and that tone doesn't entirely mesh with the Coens universe, in which their actors bring so much soul to characters McCarthy treats as puppets. You'll want to talk about that ending when you see No Country for Old Men, which you should, as long as you're prepared for its essential cruelty, which is presented as the way of the world. 23 years ago, the Coens made a splash with a splattery Texas noir called Blood Simple. Now they've returned to that milieu and emerged with something richer and stranger, in which death has a heartbreaking sting.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.